suppose it was a bad injury at the time and didn't realise it probably until maybe about a year and a half, 2 years afterwards. And I suppose almost run the championship. We won the championship in the seniors. Helped me develop a wee bit more on my game. And then I think last year it just took me a while to get used to the new fitness demands maybe of or demands of county football, and worked away off just by myself and put the head down. And lucky enough, got a few chances in the McKenna Cup and in the National League, and just one thing led to another, and I've just been hitting there ever since and happy enough.
It's been evident that there's been a step up in the level of fitness. Is that down to the likes of Peter Donnelly and people like that?
I think it's just maybe the way the modern day game has been played, and I think no matter what, teams have to be able to match that level of intensity and fitness. And Peter's come in, and his track record is phenomenal with Cavan, and he's starting to prove it here now with Tyrone. And he's a massive asset for this county, and if it wasn't for him in here now, I don't think we would be as well prepared and as well fitted into, say, the demands of Gaelic football as we are now.
You mentioned Cavan there. Peter will need no introduction. Indeed, yourselves won't, as you prepare to meet them now in the National League final. First of all, good to be back at Croke Park.
Oh, anytime you get back to Croke Park, it's a great day. And we always look forward, Tyrone always look forward to getting back to Croke Park. And thankfully now it's coming in the league final with their silverware at it. And as you said, we've been on a few defeats of 121 teams of Cavan. You know, we need no introduction to them. And they've had phenomenal success on the 21 level, and they've started now to bring it through. And we're under no illusions that our last two performances against Armagh and Fermanagh weren't up to scratch. And if we would play like that, Cavan will pip us, you know, and they'll put on a performance as they have been doing. And we know that we'll be up against a serious Cavan team.
Would it be fair to say perhaps that with promotion already secured, you took your eye of the ball, your foot of the gas?
Yes, I know. I suppose we always go out to win a game, no matter who it is. And maybe it was a bit hard mentality-wise that we've already had our target set, but we always had a target set that we wanted to be unbeaten to the league, and we managed to achieve that there. But just the level of performance just wasn't up to our standards, and it could be a number of things. The day against Fermanagh was dreadful weather, and there's a number of variables, and it's probably been a recurring theme. I've said it there in a number of interviews that we haven't been ruthless enough in games, and we need to start acting on that now. And we have been in training, been working away on our aspects of training, our aspects of our performance in games, and hoping to improve that now in our league final and bring it into the championship.
Yeah, definitely. As I said before, as well as being as a final and looking for the cup, you're looking on the bigger picture maybe in May up in Celtic Park. And as you said before, there's a lot of quality and good players in our team, so everyone's going to be pushing, you know, to show Mickey and Horst and Gavin, sorry, that they're looking to be in the 15, and we need to push and improve on things in our team that's going to show that we're good enough to be on the team for the bigger picture in May in the championship.